65, Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken and Doug bring you a weekly update of all the health news, breaking medical news. You're going to hear it first each week on Good Day Health, and I'll answer all your health care questions from head to toe. Anything you want to ask a doctor about yourself, your spouse, your friends, the kids, parents, grandparents, any part of the body. I've been in medicine, gosh, I'm getting old, since the 1970s. I went to the University of Pennsylvania in their medical scientist training program. Graduated in 1982 with most humbly two Ivy League doctorates, an MD and a PhD. And I did my internship and residency at Duke University and then went out west, young man, to the University of California, San Francisco, and had the incredible honor of being a cardiology fellow at the University of California, San Francisco. And most unexpectedly did a Doc Hollywood. If any one of you have ever seen that movie, I'm a living, breathing one. It was written by a kidney doctor, nephrologist at Emory University. He's confirmed that. And I'm in a lovely town about 30 miles outside of Orlando, Mount Dora. I've been there for 25 years, going on 26, and practicing cardiology. I'm a trained internist, trained medical scientist, trained cardiologist, and spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I'd love to help you get to the next step. If you've been to the doctor, you know it's the whole healthcare system today is not as user-friendly as any one of us would like. I'd like to hold your hand through it and help you navigate this web, this maze, which is sometimes very frustrating. I like to take the best of both worlds. I'm as traditionally trained as you can possibly be, but I've really opened my mind up to alternative medicine, especially evidence-based alternative medicine. It does exist. It's not an oxymoron, and I'd like to give you the best of both worlds. If you have a problem and you can't get a diagnosis, if you have a diagnosis and you like to get some other ways of looking at it, you like to take the simplest, gentlest, kindest approach to any medical problem and see if we can handle it that way. But I will give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions, not things that I'm making up, not really my own opinion, but my own opinion based on good studies.
That's Dr. Ken. He's here to help you out. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to help. I practice without a license. Ken practices with a license. Yeah, a little difference in experience.
We compliment each other.
I will tell you, over the years, I've talked to a lot of people who are happy to pour their hearts out, and I'm sort of a willing schlunk, if you will, and I've talked about all kinds of things in the years I've been on the air. Man, have I had some conversations with people about all kinds. You can't imagine. There are no boundary oftentimes, and certainly when it comes to medicine, people really want to talk about what's going on in their own situation, and that's cool as long as you keep your story sort of short and get to the point. The questions you have for Dr. Ken, as somebody said earlier this morning, hi to you two guys. People are used to me throwing in my 2 cents worth, like the fellow with the lady who had a few points to a story he didn't quite tell us up front. Be up front. This is only going to help you, and that's why it makes a lot of sense to just sort of plan out in your mind. It's like you're meeting a new person for the first time. What are you going to say to that person, right? 888-553-7536. Meanwhile, from the email bag, here's an email from Sherry, who wants to know. She understands that you're a heart specialist, Ken. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, and is interested in some of the assessment tools that are designed. Are women assessed differently than men in order to calculate their risk in developing a serious heart problem? Now, I'm going to guess, I'm reading between the lines here, that this lady thinks she has a problem, or somebody's told her that she has a problem, and she heard about something called the Reynolds method. I never heard of that before. Do you? What's the Reynolds method?
Boy, what a great question. What a fantastic question. Just some big picture items first. You know, women, their most biggest risk to good health is not breast cancer. It's heart disease. Mm-hmm. And if you put together all the other causes of death besides heart disease and add them together, it doesn't even come close to heart disease. And since the late 1980s, more women each year have died of heart disease than men. So in the past, we neglected women with heart disease. If you ask most women what their biggest threat to good health is, they'll answer breast cancer. But they probably have one-seventh the amount of death from breast cancer than they do from heart disease. So it's a big item. And the most important thing is that we assess them pretty much similarly. In some of the non-invasive tests, they respond a little bit differently. But the key difference is that women get symptoms very different than men when the circulation to the heart is getting blocked up. The circulation to the heart is responsible for the number one killer of Americans, heart attacks. So this is why it's so important. Women, as their symptoms of getting blockages in the circulation to the heart, what we call angina, they most commonly get unexplained fatigue, shortness of breath, and then chest pain in that order. Whereas guys most commonly get that pressure in the center of the chest. It can be really anywhere in the chest, but they get chest discomfort, then shortness of breath, and then fatigue. So a woman who has a history of high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, is obese, is smoked, has one or all of those, who comes to me complaining of fatigue, and she's not anemic, or potassium is fine, her thyroid's fine, her heart rate's not too low, her blood pressure's not too low, she's not depressed, I'm going to be so concerned about knowing what her circulation to her heart looks like. I'm going to want to do some evaluation. I can either do a stress test, a PET stress test, a nuclear stress test, a stress echo. These are all functional tests to see how the motor is producing, performing. Or I can do an anatomic test and actually look at the circulation. Now we have this wonderful CT angiogram, and it now comes with low-dose radiation, and we can quickly image and see your circulation to your heart without having to do an invasive procedure if we're not sure that we need to intervene to do angioplasty or bypass surgery. So we now have that nice option. So I will listen very carefully to the symptoms, and the key difference in evaluating a woman for heart disease is that they get very different symptoms than guys do most commonly for the same problem.
All right. So there is, in terms of what you were saying about heart health checkups for women, and did you mention, was I tuned out when I asked about the Reynolds thing? Or did you mention that, or...
I'm not aware of the Reynolds method.
Okay.
And I'm looking around here, and I don't see anything written about it.
All right. So there's a question off the wall. Not that it's bad, because sometimes there isn't information. It must be something that's very unique. And I'm sure if you look around, you'll find something. And if Dr. Ken does, he'll pass it along. Meanwhile, we were talking the last hour about, if you are considering plastic surgery, what you ought to be thinking about in terms of whether what your goal is. If you want, you know, most people take time to spend the money on plastic surgery thinking, oh, wow, this will fix my life and my face. And if you look at some of the well-known people who have plastic surgery, sometimes that isn't what happens at all.
This is a fascinating study. It's a study that I think probably a lot of us would have liked to have done. And it was published this week in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, Facial Plastic Surgery. Patients appear younger, but not necessarily better looking after plastic surgery. That's the bottom line conclusion of this study. What they did was, facial plastic surgery, it appears, may turn back the hands of time, according to this new research study. But does not appear to definitely boost attractiveness. And again, this is just the opinion of this study, and I have to tell you, from my own experience, I've seen some people that it has improved appearance, but I'm just reporting this study for this, and it was a small study, and that can be a criticism of this study. 50 strangers were asked to guess the age and subjectively rank the attractiveness of 49 patients after viewing photos of them either before before or after facial. That's what we're talking about here, facial plastic surgery. And the bottom line of the study was that surgical intervention shaved a few years off perceived age, but did almost nothing to boost patients' overall attractiveness. And again, this is a small study. It's one small group's opinion. And I know that plastic surgery is a very emotional thing, and it creates a lot of opinions. I've seen some amazing results. I've also seen some areas where it was not as hopeful as one would have liked.
All right.
What do you think about this study, Doug?
Well, you know, I'm more to the point, I've seen people, I've known people, and I've advised people who were telling me stories. I've known people who had plastic surgery, spent a lot of money, and did very well. I know a woman in New York who is perhaps one of the foremost experts. This should be a relative of a very good friend of mine who does extraordinary work and is extraordinarily expensive. At the end of the day, does it last? No, you got to have it done over and over and over again. Or not over and over and over.
Does she look more attractive than she did before the surgery? Or just
well, no, she's the plastic surgeon. But I know people who have been there, and I would tell you, for the most part, this is a subjective, not objective thing.
It's a very tough area.
Yeah, it's not something that is easily defined. But I think it's something you just got to be, you got to be smart about. 888-553-7536. I live part of the year in boob heaven. Los Angeles County has more plastic surgeons and more.
And this was just facial. It had nothing to do with anything beyond the facial.
Yeah. But that's most of these guys in Southern California who specialize in boob jobs.
Correct.
And butt jobs. I don't know how you do. What do you do to enhance the butt? That's probably too much.
You just move things around.
I guess, right? The fat gets displaced. Because that's really what it is, right?
That's
oftentimes,
all it is.
Just moving fat around.
It depends where it is.
If you start exercising and you become muscular, it's all going to go away anyway. And that may be more preferable for longer and more healthy.
That takes work.
Yeah, it does take some work. Yep. All right, speaking of work, have you been working on your teeth? Have you been working on your smile? Have you been working to make this thing that people see first in you? People say, look at your eyes, look at your mouth, look at your face. But they're going to look at your teeth. And if your teeth are yellow, ugly, if you're trying to get a job or a date or something, if you don't do what Ken suggests here, you're going to be behind the eight ball.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how long it can take and how annoying that sensitivity feeling is afterwards. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I recommend clinically proven power swabs. It's the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in just 7 days. Power swabs, it uses naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe, so that the teeth won't feel sensitive afterwards. And if you don't have caps, crowns, or veneers, power swabs can get rid of stains on them too. And if you do have all those, it works on everything. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the summer tan? Just call now to try it risk-free.
All right, and here is the number to call, so there are no questions. It's 800-867-4089. You may have a lot of questions. I mean, there's no question about the number and the way to get to this product. We have questions you can ask the folks at Power Swabs. 800-867-4089. You got to get there first. Mention Dr. Ken when you order your Power Swabs or things that are in the Power Swab kit, and you get free shipping. Mention Dr. Ken when you call 800-867-4089. A whiter smile in 5 minutes. You need to try Power Swabs. 800-867-4089. Why don't you dial them up right now while you're thinking about it.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Here on the Good Day Weekend program. If you have a home and you're in it and you're wondering, okay, how do I sit down and put everything else out of my mind because I want to have my attention focused on what Dr. Ken has to say and vice versa, just put yourself in a quiet room. A lot of distractions around won't help you out. You want to listen carefully to what Dr. Ken has to say. Nancy is in Center, Missouri. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the Good Day Weekend program.
Hi. Dr. Ken, I'm calling about my granddaughter. She's 5 years old. The only thing out of the normal for her is she had, Kawasaki disease a year and a half. And since then, off and on, she's had a rash. Sometimes it'll last for a week, sometimes a day. It comes and goes. But now, almost all last year, and this year, it's continual. And she scratches it so much. I mean, just second nature. She just doesn't realize she's scratching it. She scratched about a half a dozen sores. We've given her Cetirizine. That's all the doctors say to do. We take her in there to find out, you know, what's causing the rash.
So what's the question?
Is there anything that I can do?
Who's managing her Kawasaki's disease? You know, this is an autoimmune problem. It affects the, if you were talking about the same thing, it affects the small and medium-sized arteries throughout the body. It can have high fevers, peeling skin, and it can be quite frightening when you have this. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, my, yes. Yes, it was frightening. But she just had it for, they had to wait so many days till they could give her the gamma globulin.
Yes.
And then after she had the treatment, a day later she could go home, and she's never had any residual problems. We've taken her down there for ultrasound of her heart, and they wanted us to check it for a couple of years, and we have, and everything's been all right.
Good, because it's a small percentage, so she that had the heart complications, so she didn't have any inflammation or valve problems or rhythm problems or anything like that?
No.
Okay, well, bless her heart. That I'm so glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Is she in daycare?
No.
Okay. And, you know, it's... It, I guess what you're concerned about is the lice that she's had.
The what?
Body lice.
Well, we checked her, had her checked for that, and she don't have that either.
Does not have that. Okay. I think it's time to maybe go to a new dermatologist.
All right.
What's the biggest center where you're near?
Hannibal or Mexico, Missouri.
Well, you know, she needs to be seen by a pediatric dermatologist who sees the unusual cases. Kawasaki's disease is not a common problem that many doctors have ever even seen. And
I know when she had, they brought all kinds of people in because they said they'll probably never see it again.
Exactly, exactly. And I've seen a few cases of it, and it's very rare. And you see it at centers. When I was at Duke, I saw it. You know, at UC San Francisco, I saw it. And, you know, but it's not a common issue. But I would bring her to a university medical center. And this, you know, I usually like to have the local doctors take care of everything they can possibly. I think that's really the way you get best care. But in a situation where it's an uncommon issue that the local talent doesn't take care of, this is where you want the tertiary care, the medical center. So I would find a specialized, I would go to a children's hospital. That's what she needs. I trained at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. This is the kind of institution she needs.
Okay. All right. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for the call, and best of luck. 888-553-7536. See how great the analytics are here? That's one of the things that Ken is most, I think, proficient in, frankly. Medical conflict. People with different ideas, people who don't understand. There is, if you were around Ken for 5 minutes, you'd understand why I said the resolution of medical conflict is one of the, it's probably not a term you learn in school, but it's very important, and he's here to resolve it. So try us at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Weekend.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation. Anetablock is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anetablock is so effective in preventing excessive inflammation and reducing the pain, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anetablock is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-882-9732 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Anetablock is now looking for real-life testimonials for anyone who has back pain, muscle pain, or painful arthritis. Call 800-882-9732 to get your free supply and get out of pain today. Just call 800-882-9732 for details. Call today at 800-882-9732. That's 800-882-9732. Again, 800-882-97.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
Important information here available for you if you have a medical question that never fails. We get to the last half hour and everybody wants to get in. All right, so let's do our best to get through to as many people as we can with information, Dr. Ken's expertise, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 888-553-7536. Let us try. Cindy's in Atlanta, Georgia, with a question for Dr. Ken. So let's get started with you here in this half hour. Cindy, hi.
Well, good morning.
Hi.
Thank you, Dr. Ken, for taking my call.
Oh, it's a pleasure. How can we help? How can we help?
Well, the reason for my call, and I am a first-time caller, I'm driving down to Orlando as we speak, which is exciting because I got, I've never heard your show. But my question is, my niece just had the second area of melanoma removed. She has been 4 years free, and I'm really concerned. I'm questioning the, I guess, how common is this to have a second area show up 4 years later, and what's the chances she'll have this come back again?
Oh, boy, Cindy, you know, you're asking me now to take out the crystal ball, and this is very, it is a very concerning area for you and the family. I can just tell you that what are some of the risk factors for getting melanoma. You know, melanin is the part of the skin that gives it color, and usually it's just a boring part of your skin, but occasionally we don't really quite understand why that part of the skin starts to grow incredibly rapidly, taking over everything else, and it can be just a horrible problem. I've had some colleagues, I've known people, it's just devastating when these things happen. There are some risk factors. People who are fair-skinned, a history of sunburn, excessive ultraviolet light exposure, just living closer to the equator or at a higher elevation puts you at risk of this. Having many moles or unusual moles, a family history of melanoma, I don't know if this runs in the family, and also just having a weakened immune system. People who have AIDS, who have had organ transplants, all are at higher risk of having melanoma. I would hope that she is living in a northern, more northern part of the country. As she's at risk, I would hope that she protects her skin very carefully from the sun, stays away from the tanning salon, and is very, very cautious as she is exposed to any sunlight.
Well, all of that can be accomplished except where she lives. Unfortunately, she lives here in Georgia. So,
does she live in the mountains?
No. Nope. Just, you know, good old flat part of Georgia.
Okay.
North of Georgia, but yeah.
Is she a fair-skinned redhead?
She's fair-skinned, blonde hair, and no family history.
And she, as a teenager, wasn't the one out with the tanning reflector and having the wonderfully dark tan?
No, she does have psoriasis, eczema.
Okay.
Oh, I can't remember which one. She does have a severe case, which was hereditary.
All right, so she may have some more.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
She may have some autoimmune issues, so her immune system is a bit weakened, and this would increase her risk. I hope she has some wonderful skin doctors, and she gets very good, thorough follow-up, because she should get regular follow-up with a very good, trained dermatologist who is interested in melanoma.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate that.
But in terms of prevention, you just have to avoid midday sun, wear sunscreen year-round, wear protective clothing, avoid the tanning beds, and just become familiar with your skin so you'll notice any changes. You know, people should, like this, you want to get into your birthday suit several times a week and just look, turn around and have a big mirror in the house and make sure you're aware of any changes.
Okay, all right. Well, I appreciate the call. Some of the things that you said are common sense, and, you know, you forget to do those things. But when something like this happens, it's close to home. It reminds you how careful you really do need to be.
It's devastating because it hits people in the prime of their life. These are usually more active. For some odd reason, they're usually lovable people who are just in the prime of their life, and it's devastating to everybody involved. And I've been through this with people I've known. It tears your heart out. Cindy, welcome to Orlando. I hope you have a great time.
Thank you so much. You too. Have a nice day.
888-553-7536. Nancy's in Fresno, California with an interesting question. Hi, Nancy. Welcome in with Dr. Ken here.
Oh, hi there. I'm so happy I got through today. I have hugely swollen lower legs. And, I mean, massively, massively swollen. And I have never had it this bad before. And nothing, it's just intractable. I can sleep all night. I can take a nap. I can swim. I can try to keep my legs elevated as much as possible. No matter what I do, this swelling just won't go down.
Okay, Nancy.
And I will say...
Go on. Okay, go on.
I will add that the skin on my lower legs is, although I'm Caucasian, my skin is very brown, kind of rust color, I guess from a circulation issue. I've had lupus for 30 years.
Nancy, let me squeeze in here because we're running out of time. We call that venous. I can imagine your legs in my mind's eye. I see many of them just like this each day, every day of my life with my patients. So I can imagine exactly what your legs look like. And that's called venous stasis. Let me just ask you a couple of questions so we can do some. You need a good detective to try to figure this out for you.
Venous, what did you say, doctor?
The description, the change in the color of your skin, we call that venous stasis. But let me just, give me a second, Nancy. Let me ask you some questions.
Sure.
Is the swelling in both legs equal or is one greater than the other?
Well, it's asymmetrical. Like with my right leg, the calf looks bigger, and the left leg, it's just about as big, but it's a different shape.
Okay, give me a second. So it occurs. We need to simplify this because it's getting the time's running out. So
okay.
So both legs swell, and the shape is a little different, but the total amount is about the same.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, do you have any kidney problems? Have you had a blood test for your creatinine lately?
Yes, I have regular lab work.
Okay. Do you have any quick yes or no's, Nancy? Do you have any kidney problems?
No.
Okay. So you've had a normal creatinine.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you wake up in the morning, you lie flat for 7 or 8 hours. I hope you're sleeping. And when you wake up in the morning, does this look any better? That's a yes or a no?
No.
So you look at your legs, your ankles when you go to sleep, and then when you wake up, this is no better.
Exactly. That's why I'm calling.
Okay. I'm glad you called. And how long has this been going on for?
About 3 weeks.
About 3 weeks.
A couple of months ago, I had a similar problem, and it went on for a few weeks, and it resolved itself, and it was gone for a couple of months, and then it just came back about 3 weeks ago.
Nancy, do you have any heart issues? Do you have any reason to think you might have heart failure? Are you having any shortness of breath, decreased ability to do activity? Are you...
No. My heart is just fine.
Okay.
Perfectly fine.
And it would be a little unusual to have clots in both legs. When you get swelling in the legs, it's very important whether it's both legs or just one leg. When it's one leg, we worry about it could be a clot or it could be a weakness in the veins. We call venous insufficiency in one leg. When it occurs in both legs pretty similarly, we then start worrying about concerned about a kidney problem, heart failure, or whether you have obstruction to flow. You know, there's two-way traffic in the legs. The veins take it back up to the heart. The arteries bring it down. And you can have some compression in the veins in your abdomen so that the blood can't get back to your heart, and then it swells in both places. So I would need to examine you. I would need to run some tests. But you need to get to your doctor. Usually the people who take care of this is either the cardiologist or the vascular surgeon.
One thing, I do have very severe S-curve scoliosis, and the nerves going down both my legs are involved, and I just had surgery May 6th to help decompress a nerve in my left leg. So I have a very severe S-curve scoliosis. And I'll be seeing that doctor in a couple of weeks for another follow-up for my surgery.
Hmm. Did this come on after your surgery?
Yes.
Because, I would like to, if I had more time, the ability to examine you to see whether there's a relationship there. But
Right.
Because they're really...
Okay, well, I know your time's limited, so I really appreciate your suggestions.
Keep the legs elevated, and
avoid
prolonged standing. Eliminate the salt from your diet, and
I'm doing that too.
But you really need to see a doctor yesterday.
Yeah, don't let it wait. Go on Monday, if not before, Nancy. That's what Ken is suggesting. He's sometimes not as direct. Get to the doctor Monday. Here's Dorius and Tiffin listening to WTTF. Yes, Dorius, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes, Dr. Ken.
Hi.
My husband lost his leg in Vietnam 45 years ago, and he was very active when he came home, and now he is disabled. He had to have a small spore-like bone taken off his stump in October, and now he has severe panic attacks and tremors, and I was just wondering what could be done to help him get through these attacks.
Well, there's several approaches to panic attacks. Panic attacks unless you've ever been through one, you might ho-hum it, but it's a real thing. It's just uncontrolled anxiety, stress. You think the world is about to end, and it's totally out of your control. And there's many different approaches to this. A good psychotherapist sometimes can help, or we have medications. We have various different classes of medications that can be used. So, you know, I would try to see a good psychiatrist and see if either the medications or a referral to a psychologist, even sometimes both, are very helpful in this setting. But this needs to be treated. This is not going to go away on its own. This is something that he or you can't take care of yourself. It's a real entity. It's not his fault. He shouldn't blame himself. But this is something that really can be helped with the right kind of doctor. And it's usually a psychiatrist that needs to get involved at this level of severity.
Yes, we are going to Cleveland Clinic, and we are working with them.
Oh,
they're
great.
Working with medicine,
Nothing
has seemed to help yet.
Well, have they started him on medication?
Yes, he's been on several different medications.
What is he? Do you know what he's been on?
Well, there's a lot of them. He can't take...
Well, there's three different groups or families of medicines that we usually use for this. And I don't want to get too technical, but there's three distinct families. And he just needs to be, you know, we call this drug testing. You know, you try one and it doesn't work, you go to the different family. And sometimes you
right.
can't.
He was put on several of them. In fact, he had to have a medical vacation type thing. Was put in the hospital around Christmas time last year. He lost his memory because he was on so much.
So he has a psychiatrist at the Cleveland Clinic, you said?
Yes.
Does a psychiatrist at the Cleveland Clinic know how not well he's doing, that we're not getting an effective
right.
outcome?
Right. We have another... Yes, we've been in contact... phone contact several times. We have another appointment on the 12th coming up here.
You're doing everything. That's the best he can do. He's not suicidal, I hope, is he?
No.
Okay. So
very depressed because he was very active before.
Okay, just make sure he's not suicidal. You know, he's not giving away all of his prized items. He's not taking any
right.
pleasure in the things that he was that he really give him happiness. He hasn't written any notes. Even ask him. You know, you know the way you do this. Don't be afraid. It doesn't put the idea in his head. You know, you just say you're not thinking of hurting yourself, are you? That doesn't make them think that they should hurt themselves. That gives them an outlet to talk. It's like, you know, grandma's steam pot, that escape valve, and the steam came out, and that's what happens there. So don't be afraid to even mention it. You know, the way you do it is you're not thinking of hurt. I know you're really upset. We're going to get you to the doctor, but you're not thinking of hurting yourself, are you? And then if he says, oh, no, and gets angry, fine. You've done the right thing. Give him an opportunity just to express that, because this is the kind of area that it can accelerate and get very depressed and feel no hope. And it seems like the only hope is to do this. And I would hate to see that happen.
Okay, but just continue with the psychiatrist.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The next step is to follow up with the Cleveland Clinic psychiatrist and let them know, you know, don't be shy. Be polite. You're a very polite woman. But don't be shy about letting them know, you know, they're not going to be angry at you. Just let them know the treatment. We want help. We're here to help. We're here to do what you want. But the treatments that you're giving us are not effective. We need some help.
Speaking of help, let's help people who are losing their hair and want to have a product that's all natural that will deal with this thinning problem, Ken.
Provia, your million-dollar look cannot be perfect if you have thinning, weak, and tired hair. Thinning hair, it could be a result of aging follicles. The new Provia from Chamonix strengthens your hair follicles to give you stronger, fuller, and more vibrant hair like nothing you've tried before. And it works for both men and women. You've suffered from thinning hair for years. Well, now you can join the thousands who are using this scientific breakthrough from Chamonix and see the amazing results for yourself. Provia Serum is all natural with no side effects and very easy to use. And it's simple. You'll get compliments everywhere you go or your money back.
All right, so here's how you get Provia, 800-543-5817. Results are guaranteed. Your mirror will tell you it's working. Dr. Ken says it'll work. Check it out. Get a free month supply when you mention Dr. Ken. Provia, 800-543-5817. Again, 800-543-5817.
Bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Soul of Medicine Medical Advice, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. The Good Day Weekend program live and available for you at 888-553-7536 and email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. You can sign up for the newsletter, the health and wellness newsletter. Go to drkenshow.com. See the play. They'll ask you, well, they won't, but it will. It's impersonal, non-personified, but it'll show a box. You want to sign up for the newsletter, just put your email address in there. Same thing is true if you go to DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Go to the contributors box and or the co-host box. You'll see Ken's picture. Click on that. Ask you if you want to sign up for the health and wellness newsletter. Why not? This is free information. Every week Ken edits this. And this week, what sort of info do we have that's really special, Ken?
Well, this week it's the latest news related to the health of children and young adults. This is a challenging time of life, and there are definitely issues specific to this time, and we're using the latest information in the medical journals, the past few months' information we don't have time to get on the air, practical information that you can quickly add to help improve the quality of life.
All right, so sign up for it at either of our websites, drkenshow.com. Or DougStephan.com. One of the things that Ken deals with frequently, there is hardly a weekend that goes by we don't have a story about prostate problems, men who have prostate problems. And sometimes they can be, as Ken has explained many, many times, mild. You can have prostate cancer for years and years and years, and it really doesn't affect you. It's only when it gets to a point where it is out of control that it can be devastating. But the way to keep it in check is not to have the problem in the first place. And this product, PT9, feeds your prostate, and it's the best stuff around now, I think, Ken. You'd agree with that.
Absolutely. Questions for you guys. What happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, tired. Interrupted sleep can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula from Chamonix, and it's revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms, and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
All right, so here's what you do. If you feel like this sounds like the fix to your you may not even think that you have a problem, but if you're getting up at night and you're waking up your partner, you do have a problem, and she'll be the first one to get to the phone if you don't call 800-811-6931. She'll be there because she understands that taking a product like PT9 is the way to get you to have a good night's rest, and there are all kinds of other things, as Ken has explained, to make this great. Mention Dr. Ken. You'll get a free gift as well when you sign up for trying PT9 for your prostate health, 800-811-6931. So why wouldn't you take action right now while you're thinking about it? Call now for PT9. The 90-day money-back guarantee is in force, plus the gift when you mention Dr. Ken, 800-811-6931. Calling this line, 888-553-7536, has netted us a conversation with Sonny down in Ocala. Hello, Sonny.
Good morning, doctor. My problem is, to me it's a problem. I had a pacemaker installed very early in May, and I'm still feeling crummy, and I think possibly it could be the medicines. I'm getting more and more aches and pains and trouble sleeping at night, and I run out of steam. I've been trying to do a little project outside, but it's been very hot and humid here lately, so it could be the weather, but anyway, I'm taking this Metropolo 100 milligrams two times a day, and this is the ER, or time release, and that's the new medicine that I am taking, and I was told I have to take this for the pacemaker. And
in the interest of time, Sonny, we only have less than a minute. What's your question for Ken?
Why is he feeling so lousy is his question.
Okay, yeah, shouldn't I be feeling better with a pacemaker?
Right, Sonny, there's nothing more frustrating to the cardiologist is when we put the pacemaker in and you're still feeling lousy. The pacemaker's put in and the heart rate is too low. It's just, it gives you a new spark. You obviously have other causes for feeling lousy other than a slow heart rate. And you're on a medicine, the beta blocker, metoprolol succinate. That lowers the blood pressure. I want you to check your blood pressure at home when you feel lousy. Make sure your blood pressure's not too low. You need to get back to the doctor. We're running out of time, but obviously you have something else going on. It's not in your head.
All right, that's it. Another week of great information and help, hopefully, for you. Join us next week. The old adage, same time, same station. Dr. Ken here on...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.